Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Now it's time to reveal our picks for Issues Etc. blog of the week on this Friday afternoon. Last thing to do here in the first hour, just a reminder, in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway about Rick Perry entering the presidential race, his connection to evangelicals. Dr. Jug Grotheis will be with us to talk about Rob Bell's book, Love Wins. And then Dr. Nancy Piercy will join us to talk about a worldview rationality for biblical morality. You can find our picks at our website, issuesetc.org. If you want us to read your blog, go to the same website, click support at the bottom of the page, find the widget, put it at your blog, email us, and let us know that your blog exists. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Maybe we'll pick it one of these Fridays.
You know, Dr. Gene Verveith has the blog Chronic, the blog of Veith, and he's written about something that deeply concerns me. It's titled The End of Cursive Handwriting. He says, when I was in grade school, penmanship kept me off the honor roll. Today, most schools have not only dropped penmanship, they do not even teach cursive writing anymore. Most states don't require, he's quoting from a CNN story here, most states don't require children to learn cursive writing anymore. Some 46 states have adopted the Common Core Standards, a set of educational guidelines that do not require cursive writing as part of a school's curriculum. The state of Indiana recently announced it would drop a district requirement to teach cursive writing as of this fall. Instead, students must be able to type on keyboards. Technology has pushed cursive writing off the agenda of many school systems across the country. As a result, Handwriting Without Tears founder Jan Olson sees more sloppy handwriting in schools today. If you stop teaching handwriting in the second grade, you're going to have a generation of people who write like second graders, says Olson, whose company teaches a clean and simple style of cursive that avoids the fancy curls and swirls of old-fashioned script. Veith concludes, should we let cursive go like cuneiform in our new word processing information environment? Shouldn't we at least teach kids to, you know, sign their names, something that credit cards and legal documents still require? It's a deep concern of mine. Have you written a check lately? I mean, I don't know what dementia is, but I do feel like I have dementia moments when I have to, like, write a check out. I can't even remember how to write anymore. So my pick this week for Issues Etc. blog of the week is Chronic, the blog of Veith.
The irony here is amazing. I mean, given what passes for handwriting from Jeff Schwarz, I'm glad he's at least concerned about it if he doesn't do anything about it. My pick for blog of the week comes from a blog I've picked before called We Are All Beggars. And the blog post is called The Supreme Worship of God. I like to have quotes in the ones I pick. This one comes from Luther. If you're interested, American edition of his works, volume 26, page 64. Therefore, the supreme worship of God that a man can offer is to hear and read the Word. On the other hand, nothing is more dangerous than to become tired of the Word. Therefore, anyone who is so cold that he thinks he knows enough and gradually begins to loathe the Word has lost Christ and the gospel. What he thinks he knows, he reaches only by speculation. A great quote on the Word of God, on worship, and on despising the Word of God from Martin Luther. My blog pick of the week from We Are Beggars, The Supreme Worship of God. As I said, I'll post my pick and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon. We're going to spend the first part of that hour with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of GetReligion.org talking about media coverage of Rick Perry's entrance into the GOP presidential race. We'll also talk a little bit about World Youth Day, that is this 1.5 million young people and others gathered this year in Madrid, Spain, to spend some time, a couple days, with Pope Benedict to do all things Catholic and to celebrate their Catholic identity. And we'll also talk about a religious angle to those riots in the UK. Dr. Doug Grotheis will join us after that. Rob Bell's book, Love Wins, has been widely reviewed. Does he really deny the existence of hell? Is he really a universalist? Or is the problem even murkier and really more serious than that? Then we'll talk about a worldview on which you can hang a biblical morality. Dr. Nancy Piercy in the last part of Hour 2 of Issues Etc. next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.